This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
We are back on the KNC Masterpiece, the last hour remaining for the show, possibly ever.
I could see that. Also,
well, coming up in 15 minutes, Masterpiece of the Week, and who knows what's going to happen after
that. That should seal our fate.
I mean, Reggie knows.
Anibal Sanchez, the no-hitter is over.
He had a no-hitter?
He had a no-hitter with two outs in the bottom of the eighth. Anibal Sanchez. For the Washington Nationals. So, what we're asking right now, what's your World Series hatred rankings? Who would you most hate to see win the World Series? Because you've got the Astros and the Nationals game one tonight in the NLCS, and then, the Nationals and the Cardinals. The Astros and the Yankees game one of the ALCS will get going tomorrow. So from like one to four, one's the team you would hate to win the World Series the most. Four is like, I guess. All right, so one.
So it's not the least likely team that you want to win.
No, that you hate to see them win. Like, if they win, you're going to be furious. From the 972, most hated, Houston Astros. Don't care who wins as long as they beat the Astros. From the 469, Yankees, the most hated. From the 830, Cardinals, most hated. Astros, Yankees, Nationals. That is close.
We've never had
to the list I have.
Here's the thing. As a Rangers fan, you have nothing against the Nationals.
Nope.
I mean, we
stole Washington's baseball team to begin with.
The fact that you stole their team. You have no hatred towards the Nationals. Actually, you might like a lot of the players. Other than maybe you want something really bad to happen to where Anthony Rendon like just hates the team on his way out and is like, okay, I'll sign anywhere else for less.
Sure.
Especially with Texas. Maybe that's the possibility.
Let's make that happen.
Guys, I don't know if y'all remember.
From the 915, number one, I got it down now. Number one, Yankees. 817, Yankees. 972, Yankees. 214, Yankees. 469, Yankees. Wow. But then from another 469, Houston. And then somebody said the Nationals are the most hated. I don't know about that.
What?
From the 214, this is my list. Cardinals. Yankees, Astros, Washington. My most hated is the Cardinals because of the thing that we just don't speak of because we all know.
Game 6.
Yes, I know.
Nelson Cruz.
Shut your stupid Corey mouth.
I can't believe you didn't say the F word just then. Good job. Number two for me is the Yankees. I know a lot of people will put the Astros ahead, but I hate the Yankees more because the Astros never kept us from winning anything. The Yankees kept us from winning in 96, 98, 99. We go to this all the time. First playoff game ever for the Rangers. They roll in a Yankee stadium. What's up? They win. And I'm thinking we're going to be good forever. Then we lose the next three games. Then we miss the playoffs. Then in 98, we lose those three games to the Yankees. Then in 99, we lose those three games to the Yankees. Got swept both years. Guess what? Yankees won the World Series all three of those seasons. So I hate the Yankees because also they kept us from winning. So I would hate to see the Cardinals win the most. Then I would hate for the Yankees to win the next most. Then I would hate for the Astros to win. And really, only the Nationals will I be like, well, what can you do? Everybody else, I'm like, gross.
It's an all right list you got there. My number one, of course, is the Astros. I don't need to see them win another one.
Yeah.
And then we have that much more to catch up to be the best team in Texas.
If the Rays would have won, would you have thrown them in the Nationals category of like, I don't care.
No, go okay. Win the whole damn thing.
Thanks, right. Tampa.
The second on the list is the Cardinals. Just because of everything that Corey keeps reminding me of. And then number three is the Yankees. And I don't care if they win it or not. They're really the 3 and 4 for me are low down on the scale compared to one and two. And the main reason is this isn't the Yankees team I hated.
Yeah.
The stars that were there, the manager that was there, everybody that was there that kept the Texas. This is like their whole new fresh blood team. Cool. All right, y'all. If they ended up going and it's the Yankees versus the Nationals, I'll be happy. And whoever wins, let them win.
Okay.
For me, number four is easily the Nationals. They are the team I want to win the World Series.
Yes.
Even though they're from Washington.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It doesn't matter that much.
Yeah, but their like fan base.
They got nothing up. Well, they did win the Stanley Cup recently.
That's true.
They also have the Wizards. So
how many people know that that team used to be called the Bullets?
I was about to say the Bullets, and then I was like, hold on, can't do that. So, yeah, I kind of like their team. I like Max Scherzer. He's a fun pitcher.
Would you also really enjoy it if they won the World Series after Bryce Harper left?
Yes, absolutely.
I would, too.
And not that I hate Bryce Harper, but I do love when a guy leaves for money and then hit the season hinged on the game between Philly and Washington. That was it for both of them, and Washington won. And that turned the well. There was another game later on that night, but that turned the corner for him.
And he can't say it wasn't for money because they said we'll give you 10 for $300 million. He's like, pass.
Yeah.
Okay, so well, it's for money.
I like that kind of stuff. And I also want to see Steven Strasburg like opt out and go sign with the Rangers, maybe.
I'm sorry, Corey. This is
I'm
such
still
a,
in the middle. I'm in the middle of my list right
this
now.
This is a jarringly inaccurate text you're going to want to address.
I am in
the
middle of my list.
469.
You need to hear this.
They said everyone in Dallas is rooting for the Astros.
You're a damn lie.
The
no,
hell?
They're not.
Is
you're
wrong
a damn lie.
With your phone, it's texting lies into the fan text.
Are you Amanda Guerra?
Oh.
I don't know if you saw on Twitter, she was wearing an Astros hat, and she said it's okay if you're a Rangers fan rooting for Houston.
Yeah, she moved away.
I mean, tonight's like her party to... Never mind. Anyway.
Oh, I didn't get my... I get the
you didn't?
Today.
Yikes.
I had to...
I mean, we're
I had to decline because we're working. So.
Oh. You know.
But you didn't get one?
Yeah.
It was weird. We're not even friends on Facebook, and I still ended up getting an invite.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Okay. Sorry. Anyway.
You know what? Now I'm glad she's leaving. How about that?
So my number four, the Nationals. Number three, the Yankees. And kind of the same reason with Colby. I don't hate them enough right now. I don't have that vengeance. Actually, it's more about the Astros than it is about the Yankees of why the Astros are my number two team. The Astros are my number two team because it wouldn't be fair in my mind that we lost two World Series and they won two World Series. Like we got there twice and lost both of those. And then they back to back, you know, go and win two in a row. So it wouldn't be fair in my mind or my heart that they were able to do that. And then my number one team that I never want to see win a World Series again because of Game 6 and Nelson Cruz. I mean, you guys kept talking over it every time I tried to bring it up. Is the Cardinals.
Every time you brought what up?
The game.
I heard what you said the first time.
Want to make
from
sure
the
I
972. Honestly, I am. They said it's Texas and the Astros are good.
Well, they said goof.
Yeah, they did text
so,
in goof.
So, yeah, I assume if you live in Dallas and you like the Astros, you are a goof. From the 214, block that guy who loves the Astros.
I don't know how to do that.
And from the 469, it's never okay to root for any team from the armpit.
From the 214, Tolo here, relocated in Houston. Being a Ranger fan here is the definition of behind enemy lines. They hate us, we hate them. It's pretty simple. That's how it is!
Yeah.
But I never hated the Astros until they got good. You know, it didn't matter because they never mattered.
Yeah.
Well, back before we realized that all they did was just run around talking about how that they want to be better than, you know, the DFW area, Dallas and what have you, and how jealous they were of everything that was going on up here until we found out about that.
Yeah.
Because back in the day when you were watching, I don't know, the Oilers play against the Bills, you weren't thinking, oh, dear God, this is horrible. But you were like, man, that sucks for that Houston team. And now, of course, every time like the Texans show up or the Astros show up or the Rockets show up, you're just like, oh, vomit, please go away.
Okay, talking about poser fans, what percentage of Astros fans know they used to be in the National League? That can't be very high,
right? What percent of Astros fans know who Mike Scott is?
Oh, my God, even lower. If you don't know who Mike Scott is, you're not really an Astros fan. And if you don't know about those glorious rainbow uniforms,
right,
what are we even doing?
Those were the best.
That's the one thing. The one thing, Colby, I might not hate about the Astros.
Those awful those half-assed sunrise uniforms.
Glorious orange rainbow sunrise jerseys. Those are magical.
From the 469, bring back the Lastros. Yeah, I miss those days when we didn't have to worry about them. And now we are the team that we don't have to worry about. And that's sad.
Yeah.
Until Joey Gallo gets healthy and they trade for Chris Bryant and then also sign Garrett Cole.
So, okay.
Except for the Astros are going to re-sign Garrett Cole and have him for 3 years.
All those things are going to happen. So the St. Louis Cardinals lead the Washington Nationals 2-0 in the top of the ninth. Washington looking to steal game one.
They don't have a closer.
On the road.
They don't have a closer, Kevin.
They do not because of paternity leave.
It's going to be 2-0, and they don't have a closer.
So, Washington about to take that 2-0 lead. I'm sorry, did I say St. Louis was ahead? And I'm even looking at the game.
Yeah, sorry, Washington's up 2-0.
Washington leads 2-0. They're on the road looking to take a 1-0 lead. Game two will be tomorrow. Also tomorrow, the start of the ALCS game one between the Yankees and the Astros. I wanted to throw something out for you guys real quick. We told you earlier that the Mavericks lost their preseason game. They're 0-3 in the preseason, but really, like, that doesn't matter. So they lost to the Bucks 118-111.
They haven't really opened up the offensive playbook yet, Kevin.
Right. They're not showing everything
fine.
Right now.
Very that's
vanilla
fine.
Offense.
But you know who did show everything in the game tonight? Giannis. He had 34 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 assists, and he played 23 minutes.
He is a competitive SOB,
what?
Dude. He is just competitive. That's just how he is. There is nothing that can get... Does his brother play for them?
Yes, they picked him up.
How many points did his brother have?
I think five.
He's just so competitive. He wants to go out there and beat everybody. At all times, even if it is a preseason game. I don't know if you saw earlier tonight, too, like Chris Middleton shoved the crap out of Luka. It wasn't Middleton.
Chris Middleton, good.
But he threw him to the ground, dude.
If it makes people feel any better, Luka was also good in this game. He only played 23 minutes, and he had 27 points. But the Mavericks were losing in this game 111-93, and they scored 16 consecutive points to make it 111-109. And for half a second, I was like, hold on. Am I getting sucked into preseason basketball?
What?
And then it really didn't matter because, you know.
Dude, do you know how many points Boban had tonight?
I do not.
16-8. He was 16-8.
How many minutes did
he
play? He
had 4 assists. How many minutes?
Yeah.
Hold on just a second.
Couldn't have been more than
12.
Like, yeah. I was going
to say. 16. It was 16.
That's the thing. He plays 10 to 15 minutes. By the way, the Mavericks begin the regular season less than 2 weeks. They will host the Washington Not Bullets October 23rd. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Oh, I've been waiting for this.
Next, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week. You ready? Let's do it next right here on the.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by Dallas Truck World. Dallas Truck World has over 800 pre-owned trucks, SUVs, and cars to choose from, and all of them come with a 7-day return policy for peace of mind shopping.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We are back on the KNC Masterpiece. And Kevin, just think about this too. Whenever we do get October baseball back here in the DFW area,
look out, 2022.
We will have baseball that exists in a world that isn't touched by any type of weather. Like, we might even be able to just leave it open because of how nice it is down here.
Yeah.
And then everybody would be like, oh, but there's not real grass. And be like, shut up. You know, it'll be a
lot
of fun.
Would you care if there's not real grass if we're in the playoffs?
Not at all, man. I just want
playoff
baseball.
If you do, I want you to shut up.
Just bring me some playoff baseball, JD.
I mean, I wouldn't care if it was not real grass, no matter what.
Wait, what
it's green.
Yeah, and also bring me a Super Bowl Jerry or whoever the GM's going to be.
I mean, probably still him.
Oh, yeah, probably so. And you know what, Mark and Donnie? Let Luca grow. All right, but right now it is time for tonight's list. This might be the last week we ever do the list, by the way.
Barstool Sports.
What?
Colby's laptop.
Ooh.
Text in if you want us to do the list more.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm texting.
What if I want it to be less?
Also, go check out the videos on 105.3thefan.com. Kevin and I did a video called Inside the Zebras.
I don't remember that.
How do we vote for the same amount of list?
Sorry, as an employee of Intercom, Reggie, you're ineligible to vote.
Oh, man.
Tough break. I'm going to appeal to the judges.
Who are the judges?
Say rule stands.
Where are these judges?
Me. I'm the judge.
But you're the one that initiated it.
Yeah. Welcome to the world.
Oh.
Right?
Good deal.
I don't think we have time for these shenanigans.
Okay.
Hold it away, Reggie.
This whole show is shenanigans. What do you mean we don't have time?
No, I said I don't think we have time for these shenanigans. We need to get to those shenanigans.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is Masterpiece of the Week where we revisit some of the dumb, funny, and otherwise interesting statements.
I already know what's going to win. I already know.
Ooh.
We'll see.
I've made my decision.
Oh.
You don't even know what's on here.
No. I do. It better be the one that I know.
Well, what a vague tease that is. I'm in.
It's Kevin. Kevin's going to win.
Oh, no.
I've already decided.
I mean, Kevin is the odds-on favorite here.
Oh, crap.
But we have listeners in studio, and they request that we begin with Colby. So Colby said this.
Put them in your mouth, and you suck on it. That's what you do with suckers.
What?
If you're going to eat a sucker.
Oh, my God.
That's
this show
what
just
you
went
do.
From zero to erotic in one Colby statement.
That's just
oh
the
my
thing
goodness.
That you do with a sucker.
I didn't feel like our show was at zero. I mean, I felt like we were at least at two.
Okay.
We were humming.
The reason why you call them suckers is because what do you do with the sucker? You suck on it.
Oh, my God.
Suckers.
All right, so what would we be if we have two erotic Colby statements?
Okay, I'm sitting down, so I think I can. Never mind.
I ran out of positions. I'll admit it.
That's why you had to.
It's a busy night, huh?
That's why you had to do the sucker. I don't know if that's.
What?
Hmm?
I am not turned on by candy.
Can I vote for that for next week right now? I want my vote on the record next week. That's my vote.
Oh, good God. Yeah, I don't know where to go. So let's, Corey said this.
Tickling them. That's all we're doing.
Oh, dear.
Just teasing them.
I like ones where one of us knows immediately that what's happening is wrong. So play that again. I'm glad that in this instance I knew.
Tickling them. That's all we're doing.
Oh, dear.
Just teasing them.
I knew this was going to be problematic.
Where did oh, dear come from for you? Was it like your mom said it and you're like, or did you see it in a TV show?
Probably. Okay. I think most things I'd probably vote for that.
Is that like Winnie the Pooh?
Oh, man. You really want to be bothered by Winnie the Pooh? Look up this thing.
No,
I can't remember the exact, but it's like changing your opinion on Winnie the Pooh in 22 steps or something like that. It is one of the most horrifying things I've ever seen in my life. You simply must see it.
I'll try to find it so I can get the direct.
Bother. And you'll know why he's bothered because, yeah.
Well, this is why I'm bothered.
You're welcome.
So it took all day to get up.
What?
Oh, man. I mean, I am getting older, to be fair. So you can expect some of these problems. ladies. Yeah, bet you didn't think I'd embrace that one, did you? Oh, good point. I'm glad you weren't ready immediately with that, or that would have been a disaster.
Looks like the votes that are coming in right now are saying don't do the list anymore. So I just wanted to point that out. Yeah. They're not really excited about this Masterpiece of the Week.
Hold on. I love Masterpiece of the Week. Do the list more. Love the list. Keep doing the list. Best segment of the week. Well, I wasn't turned on by candy, but now I am. Thanks, Colby. That's not exactly related, but I thought you should know that nonetheless.
Huh.
Well, speaking of being excited by things, and no, not that.
Oh. I poop in the water. That was my parody of the Toadie song.
You don't even, you know what? If you just took the in the water out, that's still a great drop.
I poop. You can hear my pen tap too on the paper. One more time. One more time. I poop. My God. I just want everyone to remember this. We are professionally employed for lengthy periods of time to do this show.
Two things I want to say here. One, can you imagine Kevin walking out and singing that song?
Yes, I can.
Absolutely.
And two, from the 682, do not look up the Winnie the Pooh thing. I did that and I can't unsee it.
Hey, this time at least I warned you that it's horrifying. But you should still look it up because you really need to know. You do. I can't unsee it. You shouldn't be able to either. A lot of more people. Do the list, do the list, do the list. From the 469, from the 817. If you stop the list, I'll stop being a Tolo. By the way.
The whole station?
From the 817. Just finished a 67-page UNT film thesis. A couple pages short. I'm done forever. Mike from Wolf City. That's awesome.
Congrats, homie.
Tolo since day one.
From now on.
Hell yeah.
Every just say, time Kevin talks, I just want you to play.
I pooped.
Oh, crap. You can probably add the show. Okay.
Wow.
I don't think. Reggie, don't look at me like that. I didn't say it. I don't think I was going to swear. I can't say 100% I wasn't going to swear.
I'm pretty sure you were.
But the irony of it all is I was going to use another version of the thing I was so excited about.
I'm very disturbed by this. This is something where I wasn't here for this day, so I'm not sure what we're about to hear.
You want to see my whopper plopper?
That's a fishing lure that Broadus was talking about.
Yes! Because, okay, get ready to play it again. You'll know the cue. Because we had Broadus on, and he was talking about that, and he goes, oh, yeah, you two jerks will probably make some fun thing out of that. And I was like, what? What do you think we're going to say? And then I'd want to see my whopper plopper. It was amazing. From the 214, I got a fever. All I need is more Masterpiece. What do I look up for Winnie the Pooh? It's something to the effect of like the 22 steps that will make you never look at Winnie the Pooh the same. It's something like that.
And since you brought up Broadus earlier, every once in a while he'll make it in. So here's that instance.
Yeah, I told him I ripped Bruce Allen's ass.
Oh my God. Sensuous yet again.
That didn't sound sensuous.
I mean, not for Bruce Allen. But for Broadus, the best night of his life.
This one is easy to miss, so I want you to listen very carefully for Corey to input something here.
What? They walk out there and pull their pants down and take a poop in the middle of the field. That's what they're doing.
Without wiping.
For the first half.
Did you say without wiping?
That's what it was. That's exactly what it looked like.
Man.
It looked like a stain.
Oh, I got a serious text. This is pretty awesome. Thank you very much for telling us this. From the 830, my dad passed away a few months ago. Today would have been his birthday. Seriously, thank you for the Masterpiece. Happy birthday to your dad. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. We like it when you guys share with us. That's why we like to think that we share the stuff with you. You know, the same week that my dad died, I told you guys all about it because it just felt right. Like, you guys tell us so many things about your life. I wanted to share what was happening in my life as well. So sorry, obviously, for your loss, but happy birthday to your dad, and glad you're partying with us.
And in an effort to somehow make this sound a little less confusing and disturbing, and to honor your father, Daddy's always happy.
That was a drop.
Reggie.
Yes.
What's disturbing is that that was just going to be part of our show. And I don't know if that honors that man's father or that person's father whatsoever.
I tried.
I severely question if that honors that person's father. Let us know if it did.
From the 903, you guys should do the list because, number one, most people are stupid, so I treasure funny people. Number two, dignity is overrated.
Sure.
Number three, I'm a Tolo and I say so. And number four, Kevin and Colby imitating whales a few months ago made me laugh so hard. You guys can do whatever you want.
If you ever heard
you?
If you ever heard the original version of that,
oh my God.
I have never laughed so hard on this show in my entire life as when Corey pivoted to whale jokes, and he said, it was like some kind of whale pickup line. He's like, why don't you come with me and we'll go hump back at your apartment? I lost my mind. I had to take my headset off because I could not stop laughing. It was the funniest thing ever.
Let me peel back the curtain just a little bit. Boss brought me in the next day and asked me what happened.
Oh, dear.
And was like, you do understand, like, it's your job to keep things on the track sometimes. And I was like, okay. And he goes, that being said, I thought it was really funny. And I was like, all right, so this is a good thing. And he said, then I played it for Sean and RJ and Troy and Roy, and I wanted to get their take on it. I said, all right. Sean did not approve.
Sure.
The rest of the show thought it was hilarious. So sometimes I just got a question. What do I really know? That's what our boss said. He said, sometimes I got a question. What do I really know?
There are some things that if we were explaining how to do radio, I would never advise you do. And then they happen and I'm like, it worked. I don't know.
I heard somebody walk up to Tim Collins and say, so how would you describe KNC? And Tim just goes,
My God.
That is the best.
Never have I heard a so apt description of this.
From the 214, I don't know if it honored his father, but my father is rolling over in his grave. Thanks, Reggie.
Oh, my goodness. Are we doing good things for anybody right now?
Oh, and from the 830, Reggie, you're the greatest. My dad would have appreciated that, and if he wouldn't, I sure do. So there you go.
You're welcome, Bubba. Corey said this.
But I don't know for a fact it's not.
You ever had crabs? It sounds like two completely different pieces
because
of audio.
Because it is!
It just, out of
you
the blue.
There was no reason for you to ask that. And yet you did.
Oh, man.
And I'm not even sure why Corey said this.
What's your best release of physical... Oh, my God.
Right?
What's the way that you like to get that kind of energy at?
I like to punch doors and walls.
Oh, so you would want a door room?
Yes. All right. This is going to take a really deep dive. This is much like Winnie the Pooh. This is going to take a really deep dive. All right. I want everybody to listen to this again. Count at home how many times you think Corey was like, shut up and bail, shut up and bail, shut up and bail during this statement. Because I counted at least three on first listen, and it happens really quickly. Play it again.
What's your best release of physical...
Right?
What's the way that you like to get that kind of energy at?
I like to punch doors and walls.
Oh, so you would want a door room?
Yes.
He was so excited to find an out that he came up with door room.
Yeah. I supported you on that. But yeah, I counted at least three times that your brain was like, stop what you're doing. And you're just like, you know what? I'm gonna keep talking.
It's like when you've overcommitted to a swing. You decide I'm swinging at the next pitch no matter what.
Yep.
And then halfway through it, you're like, no. And then they're like, check swing, go down to the umpire. He went. That's exactly what that moment was.
And speaking of overdoing
things, like six times in a row.
Kevin said this.
Believe it or not, you can overpenetrate.
What?
All right.
Oh, my dear Lord.
What? I'm going to tell you something right now. You think that's bad? Think about this.
What? Wait, are you doubling down on the badness that's happening right now?
You're damn right. Now I'm going to make it even worse. Up until about 20 years ago, before they came up with overtime in high school football, if there was a tie in the playoffs, and I swear to God this is true, they would decide which team advanced in the playoffs based on which high school team had the most penetrations.
Like after prom or?
What are you doing? You know your mic is on.
The homecoming game.
That's a stupid comment too. Prom is at the end of the season. At least give me homecoming. No, I will not say Hoco. Man, by the way, Garland High School, classic give up on their homecoming. I asked Brandon what the theme was. He goes, I don't know. It's probably something stupid. And it came out, it was a night under the stars. I was like, wow, that's the biggest give up of all dance themes. Everyone at work is looking at me funny. Y'all MFs are crazy. From the 817, I love you guys. Thank you. From the 210, that needs to be a drop interview question. From the 432, ha ha ha, I love this show. And from the 817, please podcast.
Ooh, from the 214, will. Very important. Which Cowboys quarterback do you think was the worst?
Oh, yeah, we did this a while back. I forgot.
Yeah, we really do need to get back to sports, guys.
Okay.
Oh, back to sports? I can talk about a quarterback here.
Eli gave me a hug. It was amazing. That was about that little dying girl. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Yeah, all you people laughing at home, how do you feel now? Not so great. It's about a dying girl, so yuck it up.
You're not a little dying girl.
But he did have this assertion about himself.
I have at least 9 holes in my body. I do. I don't understand
from
why
the
this 903. Is like. Ear, ear, nose, nose, that's 4.
Uh-huh.
Eye, eye, that's 6. Mouth, 7. Butt, 8. Front butt, 9. And if you count the belly button, 10.
Belly button doesn't count.
Yes. And 9.
It's not a hole, it's like a cup.
The eyes count! Yes, they do! From the 817, why am I arguing with someone who's not on mic? From the 817, almost crashed, stop it. I was going to say, just because you bid on us for charity doesn't mean you could suck me into an auction or an argument.
What?
What? What? Argument. Holy God. All right. Well, I would
She's also an eye doctor, dude.
I would like to thank you guys for the last 8 years. The last 6 in this time slot, it truly has been magical. I'm assuming Reggie will take my place, and maybe they'll bring in Jeremy. I don't really know what we're going to do with the rest of it, but I want to thank you guys for the last 8 years.
From the 214, night under the stars, so...
Night.
Night.
Yeah, what a stupid theme.
I mean, we don't always have stars in Dallas.
Yeah, night under the not light pollution. Don't get Corey talking about belly buttons. That's a good point from the 214.
Reggie?
Kevin said this.
If you ever go through the ocean and you see this big honk of poo?
How many times that happened to you?
That's the people from the underwater village, remember? The 817, damn, you're right. This is the last show. Thanks for the memories, Kevin.
Oh, if this is the last show, I got to get some other stuff in here. Like, Corey.
I said ass while I was on a bus.
Okay. I know it's not going to win. That is my favorite drop. What a nonsensical bit of additional information. Play that again. It is irrelevant where you were in this story.
I said ass while I was on a bus.
So what? That's amazing. That's my vote.
And you know what? I feel like we should cap it off with this.
I have the power! That's you! That's you!
We had three.
Ass!
Hold on. There's one more. Did you not get the other one? There's one more, and it's got to win.
I'm not even sure which one you're talking about.
I bet I know about the bed.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's two of those, actually.
Okay.
What? I've laid in the bed with a man before.
Huh?
Why is that controversial? You've never laid in a bed with a man? Fair question.
If you played that, though, in its entirety, that's where it really was. Because you just kept going and going.
Yeah, because y'all kept looking at me. Oh, it's weird that you laid in a bed with a man.
Oh, speaking of that, Corey.
53 for some people. It's just off the charts. And the dude just kept going and going and going with that thing. Uh-huh. I think we took it too far, Reggie.
All right.
That's over the line.
I really wanted to vote for Colby talking about his weird thing with the candy.
It's a sucker!
But I'm going to have to vote for Corey when he said that thing on the bus.
That's not even the best one. While I was on a bus.
It's so dumb. It's amazing.
I don't even remember what all got played. I just know. Reggie, pick for me. Which one was the funniest one?
Do you really want me to pick for
you? Yes, pick for me.
All right.
But I don't know for a fact it's not.
You ever had crabs?
It's also the vote of our in-studio guest, Victor. So, God, I hope that one wins now. That's great.
Right. Crap. There was too many. There was too many.
This was like an all-star lineup.
Yeah, this is
really
good.
Was.
Do I get to pick for Colby, too?
Go ahead. There's a lot.
I poop in the water.
Again, I still think that's
God,
funnier.
And then I said the ocean poop thing? Oh, no! Don't link those two together.
I still think it's just funnier just as the first part of it.
And because there's just so much talent in this pool here, this is what I vote for.
What's your best release of physical... Oh,
mark
my God.
That, right?
What's the way that you like to get that kind of energy out.
I like to punch doors and walls.
Oh, so you would want a door room.
Yes.
I was super excited that I'd get away from what I was saying.
What is a door room?
I don't know, but I needed to help.
A room full of doors.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Idiot.
All right, so the winner is what? I feel like the tie is like 1-1 to
one. The winner is the listener. You win.
Congratulations, listener. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on
105.3
The Fan. Oh, yes. Well, there's no chance Reggie will have the time to find that, so you're all just SOL. Coming up next, we've just got time for one more thing right here in The Fan. You want to see my Whopper Plopper?
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by Dallas Truck World. Did you know that shopping at Dallas Truck World, Southwest Kia, and Mesquite Mitsubishi, you work with a non-commissioned salesperson? So check them out today.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece, for now,
this has got to be it.
Time for this. I love the way that this sentence is constructed. NFL coaches have failed on 20 of their past 21 challenges for pass interference this season.
Whoa, there was one that wasn't?
A trend that could discourage them from using the league's marquee rule. Yeah, I guess the most recent instance of the was New England and New York on Thursday night. I think there was one in Philadelphia that passed.
Really?
Yeah. It was... I guess week two, maybe. I think so. But other than that, nothing. But, Kevin, we did a video on this on 105.3thefan.com. Go check it out. If you thought the last segment was funny, I think you'll find the video that we did thoroughly entertaining.
Guys, one more thing. Tolo Big Mix sent me a message on Twitter just to let y'all know, I guess the transfers from Mount Vernon must have been important. We, that's Jefferson, just beat them 47-16, and their last TD was in garbage time. And he said, F Art Briles.
Ooh.
And I agree. Ooh. Art Briles is a scumbag.
Mm. Guys, one more thing. So, been interested because our buddy of the show, Flula, is in the new Suicide Squad reboot.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Well, there's been some pictures leaked, and we have found out, quite possibly, there's guessing, but he looks to be the villain Javelin, is who he's going to be playing. And it's how Kevin just always thinks that the bow and arrow guys are horrible and not useful in superhero movies. Well, Javelin is, he doesn't even have a bow. He just basically throws trick javelins at people, and that's his thing that he does. So, Flula's playing a broke down bow and arrow guy, and he's going to do great. You're going to think this is.
Because he's freaking Flula.
Because it's awesome. He did not get the worst character, however. The worst character may go to Nathan Fillion, who, sounds as of right now, looking at his hero or villain getup, he is Arm Falloff Boy.
Huh?
Whose ability is he's able to remove his appendages to beat people with them. That's his superpower.
It's kind of awesome.
He can just remove his arm and...
But now he's got only one arm.
Right.
Can he still use the arm?
Well, he can just reattach it. He can put it back on. He can take it off. He can put it back on, which could be useful in other situations.
Like if he was dangling from a cliff, is that arm going to be able to pull him up?
I have not. I've only seen him use it as a weapon in the comic books, and it was he was trying out for, like, not even the Suicide Squad. He was trying out for some other Legionnaires or something like that, and he failed to make the team. So Arm Falloff Boy and Javelin are two of the ones that I noticed in the pictures.
He'll always have Firefly. Guys, one more thing. Pierce College is investigating a situation which Carlos Woods reportedly forced 30 players to live in a three-bedroom apartment, according to the school's newspaper. The report also suggests that four additional students lived in the team's locker room, and the situation allegedly came up because Woods promises to recruits before the fall semester in 2018, and those promises including housing of his new players, which the coach never actually secured.
Guys, one more thing. I'll try to quick hit all of these for you. President Trump invited the Little League World Series champions to fly home to Louisiana on Air Force One. The XFL has updated and said that Terrell Owens is now not in the draft pool.
Ha.
Kurt Schilling has said he wants to be the manager of the Phillies, and BYU is starting Jaren Hall, a redshirt freshman, first black quarterback in the 100 years of BYU football.
Guys, one more thing. Let's we're going to go over to the UK where doctors have done something that, man, I don't hope that nobody ever has to go through. Seems that 4 years ago, this unnamed man who is 22 years old didn't suffer any pain when he inserted a pair of tweezers into his urethra. But
what?
4 years later, he decided to go ahead and have doctors remove it. It was there for 4 years. It was to the point to where you could actually make the tweezers work inside where they were.
What?
So they couldn't remove it because of the tweezers' sharp ends, so they actually had to perform surgery in order to just remove the thing. So that's a thing that happened. Somebody had walked around for 4 years with tweezers.
That's ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
With the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Hopefully you've enjoyed another week of full shows. Assuming we don't get fired, we'll do it again on Monday.
Dragon fired.
Don't forget on Sunday. Did you just jinx us? The Cowboys will kick off against the Jets at 3:25, pregame at 12:30. We will be back on Monday, 8 to midnight. KNC right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
Whiskey, it's up! Put them in your mouth, and you suck on it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.